Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is a double episode feature. Your boy is back, and I am coming to you with another episode for today. Like I said, I'm trying to bang out these two episode things. I'm trying to do what it do. You know what I'm saying? And it's been highly demanded. It's been asked for. Everyone's been saying, Dre, please, we got so much questions, and we need an answer. So I had a friend of mine put a list together of the most wanted questions that people want to ask me, and they want my honest opinion on these questions. So I'm going to get right into this. Let's see what is going on. Oh, goodness. So actually, it is from an article, according to what my friend has sent me, of most asked questions by people. Okay, so let's get right into it, I guess. The questions of knowing if you are ready to be with someone or make someone your significant other. First question is, Andre, what do you feel about relocating for love? I feel that the man I want isn't ready to move where I want to move. I currently live in, I won't give out this person's address or anything, but I currently live in Mass, and the person I'm with lives all the way in Michigan. We've been talking for a year, but the problem is relocating. We both have the issue of me coming there or him coming here. What is your take on this? Long distance relationships, do they work? You already been talking for a year from what you say, Karen. And I would say personally that you guys have to locate somewhere together, even if it's in the middle, because how are you going to have a relationship? I mean, I don't know his situation. I don't know if he's in the Army. I don't know. Living in Michigan, he's probably in the Army. I don't know. But I don't know your situation. Now, since the question is asked to me, my answer to that would be, if it's been working fine and everything's been good and you guys trust each other, I would say instead of waiting and procrastinating, make it happen now. Don't wait. Figure out if everything else is right, because what you said on here was deeper. I don't want to say everything, but you did say that you guys are reading the Bible together. And I do appreciate you saying you took advice from one of my episodes talking about reading the Bible together. That really means a lot to me, and it especially means a lot to God. So that's even more important. If you're reading together and you're doing all the right stuff, you guys gotta link up. Now, the question I got to ask back to you is, how many times have you guys seen each other? Not just through video chat or I'm talking about, like, how many times have you guys seen each other, like, in person? Like, have you guys took a trip, you know, and visit? And how does that all work? So I don't know details, but if the person is willing to relocate, that's where you know there's love. Because if no one's willing to relocate, that kind of means you guys might not be ready to kick it, because someone should be willing to make the sacrifice if you really want to be with that person. But before you do that, you don't want to move to Michigan and he doesn't want to move to Mass. I love Mass anyway. But you don't want to move to any one of those areas without having a connection with each other, or without having, you don't want to go out there and then end up not working and then you're trying to figure out what you're going to do after. That's what I'm trying to say. So I hope that helped you with that question. Let me go to the next one. And thanks for listening, Karen. You're great. I see you on every episode listening. Appreciate that. Next thing, let's see. Yeah, you can tell I'm in Boston because you can hear ambulance. Would you be open to disclosing all your health issues with a significant other? So, this is from Luke. Would you be open to disclosing all your health issues to each other? If you... Ooh, that's a tough question. This is why I don't do Q&As, because it's on the spot. If you take someone serious, you should tell them off rip what the health issues are. It shouldn't be a surprise. It shouldn't be you guys are already together, and then all of a sudden, how can I say it? It shouldn't be you guys are together, and then all of a sudden,
You hit someone with, yeah, just let you know I got diabetes, or yeah, just let you know I know it's if you are, you know, we've been together for 3 years, just let you know I do have STD. I've been having gonorrhea. Like, to me, you gotta let personal off rip. And I know it's hard because that can also be a turnoff. Like, if you really like someone, then all of a sudden they hit you with, just let you know that one point in my life I did have, you know, a few STD. Like, I don't know. That's a tough question, man. He's cute. Y'all got me with some good questions, because that's a tough question. That's a tough question. I definitely say that's one I would pray on. And if it was me, with me and my wife now, I told her everything off rip. I didn't have all that crazy crap going on, but I did tell her other stuff. But as far as, you know, health issues, you should definitely, if you got mental health, if you got, if you need help, things like that, you should let know, because what happens is that when you guys get married, or you guys get engaged, or you guys take it to the next level, you move in, y'all see the real side of each other, and then you're going through hell. So you should definitely be disclosing all your health issues to the other one. What's more important, sexual chemistry or spending time together? Oh, and on the second question, I want to thank you, Luke, for chiming in. Appreciate you watching. I seen you come in on episode four, and you've been consistent since. Thank you for that, man. Appreciate the love. What's more important? This is from Kimberly. What's more important, sexual chemistry or spending time together? Tough. I think it's both. I can't just sit here and tell you that spending time together is more. You need both, because spending time together sometimes can't heal that sexual frustration. I call it SF. SF is sexual frustration. You just talking to me, or you just trying to work around me and us just talking and conversating, that's not going to heal that stress I have of wanting the sex part. You know what I mean? And it's not to disrespect the chilling and relaxation part. Sometimes you need a balance of both. It takes two. I think your chemistry of spending time together is more important, because if something happens to you guys, like something down there happens where it will never be the same again, like a car accident, and your legs are paralyzed and the guy can't do it no more or whatever, you would have to have that chemistry more. You know what I mean? You have to spend more time together. But I think it's both. I think you should have a balance of when you guys spend time together, when you guys spend time together with family, when you guys spend time together with your kids, if you have any kids, and then there should always be that sexual time. I feel like there's no way you cannot not have a sexual chemistry. Like, you have to have sexual chemistry just as much as spending time together. So to me, that's a great question, Kimberly. My answer to that is you need both. But if you want a specific answer, I would say that you want that chemistry more, because you never know health-wise or anything what could happen. So you do want that friendship chemistry before you want the sexual chemistry, because you should have a friendship chemistry anyway. You know what I mean? So good question, Kimberly. These are some good questions. You guys are great. Let's see. Would you want me to leave you alone? I ain't gonna ask that one. Do you like babies? How many kids would you like to have someday? By Tom. This is a question asking. He's asking this question because he has the question mark on it. He's pretty much telling me what a good answer to a question, like a good question to ask a female is. And his question is, do you like having babies? How many kids would you like to have someday? How would you know this person's for you? This is how you know this person's for you, because if you guys can talk about having kids, that's kind of significant. If you can't talk about having kids, I think it's a better way to say it. If you guys need to talk about kids for rip, like, I know a lot of people, like, let's just wait. If you're at the age of 25 and up, you're only getting older. You know that song, "We ain't getting no younger, man." In this case, I feel like because kids are kids and because it's your future, you guys should be discussing that. Like, that's an automatic conversation that needs to be had and need to be said. You guys should be knowing off rip once you're going on proper dates. Go look at some of my episodes where I talk about proper dating. If you're going by proper dating, I don't see what's wrong with talking about that conversation. That's big. You want to know if someone's interested, because then what's going to happen if you get married or you guys are engaged, and I keep saying this because I have to go off of marriage because that's what the Bible says. If you guys get engaged or get married, you're going to be real heated if you find out the other one doesn't want to have kids. Like, what if you're like, you know what, baby, I want to have 3 kids. And then the other one's like, but I don't want kids. I like how we are. That's going to be crucial, because then that changes things. So, yeah, that's definitely a question that wants to be asked. And I think that's a pivotal point in a relationship. Let's see. How often do you laugh together? Is a big question. How often do you laugh together is big. And like I said, once again, that's a question to the person. So if you're into somebody, a lot of people say you're supposed to have like this unlimited funny and unlimited, y'all supposed to make each other laugh. In my case, I say this all the time to the world and to everybody else. I'm funny as heck. Everyone thinks I am the funniest person. I don't even be doing it, and I just say real stuff, and you know, I joke around here and there. My wife thinks I am corny as all corn. Like, she laughs at my corniness, but she's not laughing at, you know, she's not laughing with me. She's laughing, how can I say it? She's not laughing at me. She's laughing with me, but she doesn't really think I'm that funny. Like, everyone else would be like, Andre's so funny. Andre's hilarious. My wife would listen to my podcast and be like, that wasn't even funny. But someone else would be like, yo, what you said in the podcast is mad funny. That was mad funny. My wife's like, that was corny. You're corny. And I'm like, yo, why'd you marry me? But then I thought about it. I'm like, this isn't Disney. You're not going to just laugh together. Now, we do laugh together. Don't get it twisted. When we go to the movies, when we're talking, when we laugh about things, she'll laugh about. We do have our laughing moments. But to be like constant laughing and stuff, like, that's Disney to me. You know what I mean? Like, even Mr. Brown's wife, Tamela Mann, Mr. Brown's one of the funniest people alive. She says he's funny, but he ain't that funny how the world make him seem. And so did Curtis Payne from House of Payne. His wife thinks he's horribly, like, she's like, I love him, but he's so corny, but I get the world loves his comedy. It's something about wives, like, you'll be like, ha ha ha. And if you look to the side, your wife's like, hmm. So, I mean, I don't think like, you guys have to have laughter of situation, but as far as her thinking you're funny constantly or you thinking she's funny constantly, this is probably not going to be the case. I don't think my wife's funny at all. When she is funny, it is funny, but she ain't funny at all. My wife's more serious than funny, but when we do have a laugh, it's a good, good laugh. But yeah, so good question, Samuel2K. And I also see that you're a new follower. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And the guy before, I want to thank you for listening to my podcast too. Describe what a perfect date is. I can't describe what a perfect date is. Me and my wife's first date, we were boyfriend and girlfriend. I really didn't have no money. I was boxing. I got like $218. I said, you know what? I'm not going to be one of them cheap guys that do the McDonald's date or the Wendy's date or any of those type of things. I'm going to do a deeper date. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm going to do something that people my age don't usually do. I'm 17 at the time. And we went to a place called Maui Thai, and it was a Thai place, and we got, like, the peanut soup and all that stuff. It was really good. We had such a good time. I think it doesn't matter where you go for a date. Like, if you do bring your girl to McDonald's, that's on you. And if y'all like it, who cares? If you have a good time on that date, Rocky 8 is your name. If you have a good time on that date, that's a good time. Enjoy yourself. I'm getting so many calls right now. I'm sorry, you guys. I know you're like, what's this message? What's this thing? My sisters are calling me. You know how that goes. But anyway, I feel like no matter where you go for a date, if you guys enjoy it, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, a perfect date to me is you guys chilling. I'm getting hit up. I'm sorry. I am getting hit up right now. Like, constantly. I'm sorry. I'm almost done. A perfect date to me is as long as you guys have a good time. You guys get to know each other. You guys are liking each other. You guys feel a bond. All those type of things are a perfect date to me. It's not about the money spent. For me, like I said, when I was 17, I spent that because I wanted. I feel like my girl deserved that. So for me, It was a moment more than anything else, and we had a great moment. So, I'm sorry, I got all these calls coming through. I am so sorry, you guys, but that's my life. But yeah, perfect date to me is whatever you two enjoy. Let's see, I got enough time for one more, I think. Let me see. Let me look on here. Oh yeah, I only got enough time for one more. Oh my God, these questions have been so great. Thank you, Rocky 8, for that. How do you feel? Nah, I'm not gonna ask that. Have you changed anything for your partner? Have you changed anything for your partner? Do you feel like when you change, if a person's for you, like when it comes to change, I've already talked about this in the episode, kind of, but I just want to elaborate on this real quick. If you're gonna be with someone and that's gonna be your significant other for the rest of your life, then you are willing to change for that person. If they like something that they want you wearing, you'll wear it. It takes time. You know what I mean? It takes time. If they don't want your hair the certain way it is, it takes time. So, yeah, you should be willing to change for your significant other. Have you ever thought about cheating on your partner? When it comes to relationships, I always talk about this. Before I was married, when I was engaged, I never have thought about cheating on my wife. Even though we went through rock bottom, we went through hell, came back, everything, our first year of marriage, it was hard. I never thought about cheating with her. I always would say I might leave her. I would always say I don't think I could do this no more, but I would never cheat on her because I feel it's wrong to her, it's wrong to me. I can just give her the space, she can just give me the space, and then everything's done. So as far as that, no, I cannot. Good question. Can't see all names. Keonto 40, new subscriber, thank you for listening. And that's all I got for today. I'm going to do another Q&A because these are some amazing questions. I might bring my wife in on some of these questions, but thank you guys for the Q&A survey of you guys picking the most wanted questions. I got 90 more to go through, so I would definitely be doing episode 2 to this. But thank you guys for listening. I am out, and these are my episodes for the week. I will be back next week before Christmas, and I might come out with an episode this week. We will see. Peace.